Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network, and we're also on, whoops, you have a problem. We're also on East City Stargate, a little glitch there. We're on Rumble, YouTube, everything, basically. So if you just type in East City Stargate, you'll find us. But we've got a great show tonight. I was almost going to name the show From Tartaria to F-tardia, and that the big zit called Disclosure is about ready to pop. But you got to keep your humor in this stuff because it is so crazy and it is such a controlled narrative, and we continue to be asking the people to tell us the truth. They've been lying to us for over 80 plus years and involved in the controlled narrative or censorship, including deadly force. But anyway, it's kind of like Einstein said, doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result is a form of insanity. And we do live in a pretty insane world right now. It's like, welcome to end time madness. We've had some events here at the ranch this weekend that kind of exemplify that. Luckily, I have visions and I see things before they come. And so we're usually kind of prepared for it. But anyway, we've got a great show, and I wanted to bring up some witnesses and some other people that are similar in consciousness and that are having the same experiences and that saw what was going on here, because we're having contact happening now. It's been going on for 40 years. We know who they are. We know who's on the ships. We know their history, their ancient history on Earth. We know their cultures. We have photographs of the beings, and we have 40 years of footage of videos and with people from all walks of life, triple PhD Boeing engineers, Skunk Works people, Air Force Base commanders, NASA people have all testified, even on Art Bell. They all came and testified. And they said the ships are here and they're real. And you wonder why we're totally censored in this cover up, this whole disclosure thing. It's because we're authentic, we're not part, we can't be bought. We're not part of the controlled narrative. But yeah, man, I've got Jenny Byers here, and she's had some amazing experiences herself. What's your retreat?
Spirit Reunion Sanctuary.
Yeah. And she's doing a lot, and she has ships flying over her place, but I wanted to get her to talk a little bit about maybe some of the things you've experienced in the disclosure movement and kind of what you've seen here.
Mm. Well, James and I met back in 2020. We were both speakers at a disclosure conference. And during that conference, it was one of my first. And so I was kind of being introduced to the disclosure community. And James was speaker. We had a big ship come in behind him over the water. It looked like a house floating over the lake.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It was amazing. It was the most amazing thing that happened the whole weekend. I didn't know James very well. I knew of him. But what happened for me during that conference, and also happened for him, and it's kind of what brought us into a deeper friendship, was there was a lot of dark energy. And I was new, so I didn't really understand that. I didn't understand what was going on. I was pretty naive. He was not. He was actually a big inspiration for me when things started getting really dark, and the people that were involved, it felt like they were
possessed.
Yeah. Put it mildly.
Yeah.
And so I reached out to him just to say, hey, did you notice any of this? And he got attacked. I got attacked. I ended up leaving. I ended up warning everyone that was very, very dark. They kind of shunned me, and it was fine. I knew what was going on. He knew what was going on. This weekend being here with James, this is my first time at a SETI, And so my week, the weekend here with him, has been amazing because he and I have really gotten to in person talk about what we went through. I didn't realize how bad it was for him.
Yeah.
It was way worse for him than it was for me, mainly because he's more famous, I think. So they really came after James, and I saw the whole thing, and he's been kind of struggling with it. So I just want to let you all know if you ever heard anything about James that might have been tied into that, I know exactly who was doing that. And it was not true. It was absolutely absurd, the darkness that we encountered there. And he was really a badass about it because, when I reached out to him, he said, "You know what? I've already sent the light in to handle that." When he said that, the next day, it all blew up and the woman behind it was exposed. And I reached out back and I go, "Well, that was fast." I was like, I couldn't believe how quick the light handled that, So that was cool. But it kind of drug on. She didn't let go easily. She stalked me for a long time
Yeah.
too. I'm probably gonna get stalked after this. So I've already
Yeah, probably. Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, all these rumors, meritless gossip and rumors. And basically what it was is I was taking people, I had a hotel room there, and some of the staff and the other people came in. It takes two people to do the healing process that we do, and they had entities on them, and they're really freaking out. And I said, "We can get that off." And so I went in there, and we cleared it off, and they left, and that was it. And then all these dark rumors started going on, and I go, "What are you talking about?" And then the people that were involved got angry, and they said, "What are you talking about? He was a perfect gentleman. He totally healed, cleared this stuff off me, and it was awesome." But there's so much jealousy and competition, and there is a dark side, and they do everything. If you are authentic, they're going to come after you, and they're going to do everything to like just turn your message off, basically.
I mean, I didn't realize how attacked the disclosure community was. Like, I didn't realize how much they were trying to suppress the truth from coming out. And the way that they did it was so conniving and manipulative. I mean, I had a front row seat to this. And watching what they did to him and what they did to me. He and I, both work and we're very, very similar. And I feel like I was there for a reason. I feel like I'm not in it for the fame. It wasn't about that for me. It was just really a lesson for me, but I also felt like I was in it because I brought a lot of light to that. And in the end, they actually did YouTube videos when after it all went down, and they did. I bowed out of it after, because I was there for almost the second one, and I just bowed out and I said, "I'm not participating." They had little kids getting attacked by dark entities. They started doing YouTube videos saying we had a woman tried to warn us about this and we ignored her. And so,
That was you.
it took a lot of courage for me to stand up in that situation, but so I learned a lot. I learned a lot from it. We come out on top of it. It was fine. But this disclosure movement is, there's a lot going on there. We're listening to information that, I told James, I said, the truth should not be for sale. And
Yeah.
the truth should not have a title of fame attached to it because that's a conflict of interest for us when we can't sort out the truth. So most important, what I do at my retreat center is help people get connected directly for themselves. There's no other way to discern. There's no other way to really have information come from a pure form, other than to get your own direct connection and be able to hear for yourself. So that's really what we do. And that's most important now more than ever, that rather than listening to influencers, which we were laughing today about the name and the term influencer,
Yeah.
no one should be influencing us. We should be influenced only by our direct connection to source.
And
So.
not a web bot. I said everybody's trying to say, "Oh, this web bot saying this and that," and those guys were attacking us like crazy. And because I said, "Well, you shouldn't be going to computer for your inner guidance. It should be coming through the heart, your own heart." And that, I guess, that hit like a grenade or something, and they got a little upset about that one. But it just kept what we found out. We watched it happen. It started with the Rockefeller Foundation, and they brought all these people together, who's who in ufology. And there's photographs all over the internet. You can find it, and all the top key people are in there. And then they added more to that, and then some satanic Luciferian big money came in, and started buying up all the conferences. And then it just went downhill, and they bought up the networks and the documentaries, and then it went back to Corey and David, when they quit and they said, "We're not going to play this game." And then I got the phone call basically, or the email, saying, if you sponsor any of these guys and have them talk at your ranch or anything, that your career is over. You'll never speak again. And you'll never do another documentary. You'll never be on another show. But luckily, we have BBS Radio, and we have As You Wish Talk Radio, and SETI Stargate. So it's getting out there to millions anyway. So that didn't work out. And we have our own conference building. So we have our own conferences. So I saw this coming, and I prepared for it. But I've never seen anything like it. It's you go to some of these places, and they're Reptilian F Fests, and it's all about entertainment, having very little to do with disclosure. And anybody that's authentic, that really knows the real history of these off-world beings and who they really are, if you talk anything about the spiritually and technologically advanced beings that could give us a quantum leap in technology, and none of these kids would be dying in hospitals. None of this would be happening. They have med bed technology. They have anti-gravity, counter-gravity, field of energy. We could clean up the planet in a heartbeat. But nobody wants to talk about this because they're in direct opposition to the war on disease profiteers and the enslavers. So that's what you have right now, that you have big money controlling the narrative. And that's why you're not hearing anything about the spiritually and technologically advanced beings that you have to rise to the occasion to work with. And if you're in this fame and fortune and this petty bickering and jealousy and backstabbing realm, which most of the field is, unfortunately, right now, you haven't risen the occasion, and you're not going to have contact with these beings. So a lot of them don't have contact. They don't know about these beings because they haven't risen the occasion. So it's true for them when they say these beings don't exist, because they don't exist for them.
Yeah, well, I just feel like the only way that we're going to be able to interact with these beings is to expand our consciousness. And that happens by moving your consciousness into higher dimensional realms, learning how to do that, which we all can do. When you move into higher dimensional realms, they teach us directly, and it's a real personal experience. And that's the way it's got to be. There's just no other way to do it. And we all can do it. It's easy. They just want our attention out here instead of in here. And I love SETI because it reminds me a lot of my place. Everybody, it's just got a real experiential energy because we need to experience. We don't need concepts. We need experience. We need our own direct experience. This is what's so important. And what he provides here is your own direct experience that upgrades you, that expands your consciousness. In my place, it's experiential. We're not just teaching you things that you need to blindly believe. We're pulling you into an environment where the veil is thin, and you can have your own direct experience. That's the new energy that we're in right now. So important.
Exactly. I mean, it's life-changing for people when they come here, because all of a sudden they meet all these other people of like mind, and they can talk about this stuff and not be censored or looked down on or made fun of, and then they see the ships, and then they go, "Oh my God, it is true. The ships are here." And then they feel the connection, the heart connection with the ships, and it totally changes your life. And we're like family friendly here. There's kids, there's whole families here.
The animals,
Yeah, the
the deer
animals. Yeah.
looking up, and the turkeys and the chickens. It's magical.
Yeah, the
Love
deer
it.
follow you around like a dog. It's really funny. And their babies, are everywhere. And it's basically heaven on earth, basically.
It
I mean, we're
is.
still working on it like everybody else. But some of the masters told me there's two options. You're either creating heaven on earth or you're not. And if you're not creating heaven on earth, if you're not engaging your multidimensional self and moving up the vibrational continuum, then you're in the crazy world. You're in that other world, which is collapsing as we speak. That world is in free fall. So one world's in free fall, and all the prophecies talk about it. And the new world's coming in, and it's going to be a lot of chaos, and that's part of the healing process. So I always say practice loving detachment, because a lot of friends, a lot of family, a lot of people are going to lose it, a little bonkers, and some people aren't going to make it and cross over, but they're very easy to heal on the other side. And I was talking to Jenny earlier. I said, some of my relatives came back after crossing over, my mom especially. She said, "You were right." That was all she said. "You were right." After she, my dad came to her, my grandmother came to her, and she realized she could have a 25-year-old body and be totally healthy. It's kind of funny, but we haven't been told the truth. And it's time for this to get out, what's really happening. Is there anything else you want
I
to
don't
know?
think so. Yeah,
All right. Well, thanks. Thank you for coming
sure.
on the show.
Thanks.
Great job. Winnie Byers. We're going to bring Sean up. Sean, can we're going to bring some people up here that have actually had their own experience and have seen the ships and everything else, because I tell people it's not about me. It's about people having their own personal experiences. And that's what I built this place for. And you've had quite a few experiences.
Well, I did the Skywatch a couple nights
Actually, Sean
back.
was my backup. We had a little crazy stuff happen
Okay.
here. We had to get the
Volunteer.
truck out and go down and have a talk with this guy. And we get those every once in a while. So even though you have a beautiful spiritual place, it doesn't mean you don't have to set boundaries and escort people out now and then, because it happens. Yeah, we have to get used to it. But anyway, I don't know where to start. I mean, you've been hiking all over the mountain. You got a photograph of Bigfoot face on the
Oh
mountain.
yeah, can you bring my phone up here?
Yeah, we could probably show that. We might be able to show that. It's pretty funny, but
I went out. I went out exploring mostly today. I spent a little time out yesterday, but today was the big day and went up to
I blow it up a little.
Mount Adams. Let's see here. And on the way up, it's about an almost an hour drive to where I went to, but on the way up. Let's see here.
And while he's finding that, we have a UFO highway right now flying over the ranch, and this has been going on for 40 years, but it's actually escalated, and there's big events getting ready to happen, and real disclosure is going to come from the sky. I'm talking a little weird right now because I just had a bunch of dental stuff done, so I'm just glad to be up here. But the there are so many ships here. The mountain is powering up. Ships are coming out of the mountain. They're flying over, powering up. And I don't know, how many ships do you think you've seen since you've been here?
I started counting and then I just stopped. I mean,
Probably
there are
after what, a
so
couple hundred,
many. Probably, yeah.
And so
Yeah.
UFOs
I
are
mean,
real, and
yeah.
you want to see for
And
yourself.
last night there was like the supersized ones. I mean, I couldn't tell how big they were because there was like instead of one light going across the sky, it was like three or four lights that made a shape, a larger shape that
And they
were so there
part
was a
too.
lot of
They
those.
come
A
up and they
lot.
do this little wiggle, tail wiggle. It's funny. And then they stop and they just park and they sit there for a while. And if you tune into them, you can feel an exchange happening. They're scanning the group and seeing, checking out our frequency basically. And if we get it together, they come down lower and put on a show. But we had, I don't know how many just parked. They stopped. They came over
Yeah,
and
quite a
just
few,
stopped
quite a
above us.
few. So here's that picture from,
Yeah, hopefully it'll be able to see it over the.
yeah. Let's see
It's
if I
just
can.
when the snow melted off, you could see a big old
Can you
Bigfoot
see
face.
that?
It's a little closer.
Yeah, it's
You
like
can kind of see it.
right there is like the edge of the face.
Yeah.
That looks like Sasquatch.
Yeah, go a little closer.
No, there we go.
Oh, there you go. Now you can see it.
Oh, that's so
Yeah, it's
cool.
pretty funny. Yeah, there's on this mountain when it melts on one side of the mountain, it says USA on it, and it has all the it ha, and it creates all these anomalies in when it's melting. Something that there's an eagle and you can see a. It's really strange. I don't know. I don't know if somebody set it up that way up there, or it's just a phenomenon. They call it pareidolia or something like that. But anyway, yeah. Go
But
ahead and
yeah,
talk about some of the ships that you've seen.
I've heard about a SETI probably about it was during COVID when I heard about the SETI and I saw you online. And I've been wanting to come out here ever since. And then I was up at Jenny's sanctuary, and that's where I met Jenny. And she's like, "Oh, we're planning a trip to SETI. You should come." I was like, "Heck yeah!" So that was a couple months ago, and yeah, it's great. It's great here. It's super peaceful. Really can feel the love, and the Skywatch is super cool. Hopefully, everybody here is going to stick around for the Skywatch tonight.
We're gonna do the healing. We're gonna do the healing circle too.
Oh,
And so
awesome.
we do a
Awesome.
circle where we clear out any unseen negative influences and create sacred space, and then bring the beings in so people can have their own experience. And we have a lot of spontaneous healings and major awakenings when we do that. And people are either laughing or crying, or it's you feel the energy when it comes in. It's nice. But we haven't had anybody abducted or probed here, or so you don't have to worry about that. It's like we have the benevolent ones watching over us. And really, in the interest of national security, we should be working with the benevolent ETs, because there are malevolent ones and they're being cleaned up right now. And people don't even know what's going on. We're getting so much help right now. And it'd be nice if people started to say, "Hey, thanks, guys, for all the work you're doing."
Right. Thank you.
Any
Thanks,
more?
guys, for all the help. I'm
Oh,
good.
yeah.
I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for coming up.
Yeah, thanks for
All right.
having me.
Who else wants to come up? You want to come up? All right.
Hello.
Yeah, welcome. So you've come here how many? Quite a few
2018
times. Yeah.
is my first time, and I saw a video on YouTube. I think it was the Edge of Wonder.
Oh,
You
yeah.
were interviewed by them. And I live in the Eastern Washington, and I thought, this is happening in my state. I got to come here and see, because I've always been interested in UFOs, and I thought it was so cool. I could go to a place and actually see, experience myself. So, I think just when you drive in the place, you feel the energy. It just
Yeah.
feels amazing. But the first, in 2018, the first time I was here, the mountain, it just opened up, and all of a sudden I saw all these lights and UFOs, and I was thinking, oh, look at the sky, but they came from the mountain.
Yeah.
And so that was really cool. It was totally unexpected. And then later we saw a bunch of craft in the sky, and then the more you look at them, the more you can attune to them, and they'll power up, they'll disappear, they'll kind of play with you, it seems
Yeah,
like.
they turn and
And you
they
can
do,
ask,
and these aren't meteors, they're not satellites.
and you
They're
can ask them to
very,
do things
yeah.
sometimes, and they'll do it. And then another thing that happened, my friend Robin was with me, and I think it was her first time, but she took a picture, and we got a really close picture of a craft, and we were so excited about it. And the next day we checked our camera, and it was blurry. And you said they often do that, because they don't want
They do
to
that.
show you, they don't want you to show people. It's like for your personal experience. So that was kind of interesting. So,
We just got a landing right. I was right over the plating circle out there. We had a ship, I think 8 or 10, I'm not sure how many lights, bank of lights, and just came right down, about 8 feet off the ground.
Wow. I would love to be here for that.
Yeah. And we had Bigfoot running around out there too. We got Bigfoot's eyes shined, and then it dropped down into a light sphere and took off. And we had multiple witnesses, and we got it
Wow.
on film as well.
Well, I've seen Bigfoot here a couple times. My
Yeah.
first time here, I was just looking at where you do the sky watch. It was during the day, and I was just checking out the mountain, and all of a sudden I see Bigfoot, and he flashes in and out like he's from another dimension.
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Oh my God, I finally saw Bigfoot," because I never saw him. But when I came here, the energy, I guess, is light enough that you can see him. And that was amazing. And I do appreciate during COVID, because we were so locked down in Washington State, that during COVID we could come here. We didn't have to
Yeah.
wear a mask. We didn't have to be vaccinated. We could actually pretend we were normal
Yeah,
during
yeah.
COVID. So that was super cool.
Yeah, I got a lot of, I won't say the word for that, but
But
it's
we
a lot of
appreciated
trouble
it.
for that one. But I told him, I said, those masks are like trying to stop a fart with a fence,
Well,
with a
then.
fence
And
post.
all the chemicals,
But it's like,
they're cheaply made, and you're breathing in all these chemicals that aren't good for you.
yeah, all the kids are getting
Yeah.
sores on their mouths and
Yeah.
everything, and you're expelling all kinds of bacteria and viruses, everything, and then you put it in a contained thing and keep
And you
recirculating
think
it.
that's going to help?
That, yeah, how's that
Yeah.
gonna help?
Yeah.
But
So it was so nice just to come here and be a normal person.
Sunlight and oxygen just
Yeah.
totally wipes it out.
And we pretended like we were normal,
Yeah.
while we were here. And it was one of the few places you could go without like mask Nazis or,
Yeah, I got a few letters. I had some doctors
Yeah.
threatening to sue me, and I said,
Yeah.
see who gets sued.
But
Just wait a little while. They go, you're killing people. I go,
you
no,
know
you're
what?
killing people.
We're still alive.
Yeah.
We're actually healthier than the other people, I think.
Your own immune system
6 years
takes care of it.
later.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
so I haven't been here in a couple of years. So I was like, the mountain was calling me, and I'm like, it's time to come. So I'm excited to see Skywatch tonight and see
Yeah.
what I see.
It's
Yeah.
increased exponentially now. There's just a highway. People are blown away. We give them the night vision goggles. They just look over the trees and all of a sudden you just see them. And what's funny is there's military jets flying with them. So these weird, super, I don't know, stealth new military jets. Yeah, I don't know what kind they are. They have all red lights on them and they're coming in and they're flying right down the middle of the highway. So they know they're here. And we watch the UFOs buzzing them and everything.
Well,
It's hilarious.
it blows me away how much activity is up there, and so most people don't even know what's going on.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And I haven't seen any engagement, like no missile shot or anything else. I'd probably be fruitless if they tried, but they know it's here. They know something big's about ready to happen.
Yeah.
And real disclosure is going to come from the skies because this whole control narrative we've been playing with is not working, and they already gave them a mandate. So now they're going to come in and disclose. So if you want disclosure, just go out on a clear night, pull up a chair, and watch the skies, and you'll have your own disclosure. And send some love and bliss out to them, and they'll get it. They're extremely telepathic. They'll feel it, and they'll flash back at you, and they'll send you energy, and William Henry was here, and a huge ship came in and went boom and lit up. And I said, I go, Henry, did you see that? And he goes, what do you mean, see it? He goes, I felt it. Like he had the big heart pulse,
Oh, cool. Yeah.
so that was great.
Yeah, we're
But
definitely at a special time, and it's neat to be here to just to be part of it. So.
and that's really why I built this place, because I had all these experiences as a kid. And I like became an alien, basically, and then I realized, well, wait a second, I'm gonna create a place where all the other aliens can come
There you go. That's
and hang out and have the same experiences, and then I'm no longer an alien, But I think some of these polls are getting up into, they did a poll in Texas and it was over 90% of the people believe UFOs are real and there's a government cover up, and some of the mainstream polls are in the high 70s. So they lost. I mean, disclosures. The whole controlled narrative and the censorship and that's done. They already lost that one.
So we just have to wait it out,
Yeah,
I
yeah.
guess.
We need to stop asking them. I mean, they've lied to us for 80 years and they've done some pretty despicable things to people. I've been at the butt end of that. And why are we still asking them for permission? I don't.
Well,
Yeah, I know.
I'm
Yeah.
not.
Well, sadly, a lot of them cannot talk about it. All they can talk about is the threat and the nuts and bolts. It's a higher threat assessment than nuclear bombs. And they can talk about that end of it, but they can't get into the higher dimension of the spiritually or technologically ones. And you're seeing that in the whole movement, even the congressional meetings. I mean, Anna Patricia Luna is the only one that's saying, well, are there spiritually and technologically advanced ones that can help us? And we aren't talking about that. And they go,
Yeah,
that
to
has to go
change
into a
subjects.
skiff, and you won't hear anything. So I was saying they take these politicians and they take them into a skiff and they show them all this horrendous stuff, supposedly, that's happened. And then they said, now you know why we can't disclose. And they won't talk at all about the benevolent side and all the healings that have happened and the teachings and the awesome interactions, that they won't show any of that, so it's a game, it's a controlled, it's a
But the
whole
good will
control
always
there.
win,
Yeah.
so
Yeah.
it's people are going to notice. They can't stop it.
Well, it's already collapsed in on itself. They just haven't figured it out yet. So I guess what? You're making a fool out of yourself when you're doing this, because everybody's laughing at you and saying, no, we know they're real. We know you're covering up. And they get these military guys up there and they're just sweating bullets, and they're trying
They
to,
want to say the truth, but they probably
they, yeah, I
can't.
think they want to so bad, and they have to stick to it. But But right now, we really think about it. We're getting what, after 80 years, at least 70 years, we just got a fuzzy Tic Tac. It's like, and that all the press is, whoa, we got a fuzzy Tic Tac, yay! And they're all like this. And I go, come on, guys, we have beautiful photos and videos and everything of the ships. We have photos of the beings on the ships. Everything. Why is this not being shared? You know
They're
why?
trying to minimize what
Yeah.
we're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's you know, the thing about they might want to read all the prophecies, you know, because all the prophecies say everything that was hidden will be revealed, and that any ill-gotten gain is gonna you're gonna lose it. It's gonna go back to whoever you took it. But all the prophecies say we're in that time, the great reveal, the great awakening, whatever you want to call it. And we're in the middle of that right now, and so you can't lie and deceive and con and suppress anymore. And unfortunately, a good portion of the whole UFO community is going to collapse under that. And when that comes in, and then the authentic will come out, you know.
Well, we all, there's been so much disclosure, we know, but we're just waiting for something to happen.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people are saying. Okay, we know, but when is something going to happen? That's the question.
Well, I mean. It's happening right now
I know.
here. All you
It's
gotta do
here.
is
It's
look
happening
up.
here.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, it is people, but you know, you gotta like you made the effort. I mean, you came out, you saw for yourself, and that's what people have to do. You know, you should be in charge of your own disclosure. Don't give your power away to these people that have repeatedly,
Disappointed you.
huge disappointment. You know, I talked about that earlier. When I went to the International UFO Congress, I go, oh, they're going to love this. And this is in the late 90s and the early 2000s. And I go, I've got the video, I've got the witnesses, high-level witnesses, photographs. I know who's on the ships, where they're from, which groups, what their ancient history, everything. They're going to love this. I went there and they ate me alive. I couldn't believe it. There was so much jealousy and control and backstabbing, and it's never stopped since then. You know, so anyway, that's kind of where we're at right now. But that whole regime right now is collapsing in on itself, which is great. I just want to push it over the edge a little faster. Anyway, yeah, so thanks for
Thank
coming
you.
on. Right, who else we got? We have any other victims that want to come up? You had some good stuff, Kansas. Yeah, you had some. You got to see that daylight ship, didn't you?
Saw
You
it.
didn't see it. You saw the energy day.
What happened was I just found a little corner in the meadow
Yeah.
to just lay, on Gaia, and everything became extremely quiet and still. And I just sat up and looked around and like, well, I'm still here. I wasn't
Yeah.
taken. What happened? It was just silent and still. And then the next day is when it was today that I
Yeah.
heard from Jesse
And Myra, yeah, we're out there.
that were out there, and they said, I said, well, oh, I went out there yesterday and I didn't see anything. They said, we saw you sit up when we saw it,
Yeah.
and I just didn't look the right direction or
Oh,
something,
yeah.
but I felt it.
Yeah.
I knew
Yeah,
it.
we're out there, and I go, that's an eagle. And it was up high.
Oh, yeah,
Yeah,
saw the
I
eagle.
started
Did you?
filming I'm filming the eagle, and every time the eagles come, the ships come. And it's really weird. There's some kind of a symbiotic relationship. Yeah. And he can't, this all of a sudden, this ship comes, goes right over the eagle. And everybody saw it there. She got it on film, but it's far away on a camera, on a phone camera. It's not good
I
enough.
was
But,
looking that direction. I
oh,
just
okay.
sat up
Yeah.
and I was looking that direction. Where are we all?
Oh, we're right at the picnic table there. When
Oh,
we saw
here.
it, yeah,
Over here.
over
Oh,
in
okay.
the
Okay.
front
Oh,
one, yeah, we were all there, and
Okay.
same thing. You could hear this. I heard a ringing in my ear, and your inner ear opens. You hear this, opens up, and you feel, and it gets really still. And I go, something's here,
It
something's
was
here. And I walked out.
the
Here's the
stillness
eagle,
was just
yeah. And then there's an eagle, and then the
alerting.
ship just goes. Daytime comes up, but.
When I was here in 2019, I had heard you say that there was, I don't know how you described it, but it was a blonde Sasquatch.
How do you
Oh,
call it? It was,
yeah.
and one of my daughters and I were out in the meadow, and it was before dusk, and something caught a movement caught my eye, and I looked over at the tree lines, and that was it was lumbering. You can tell the walk. It was that lumbering, and I watched it until it wasn't, and so it just slipped into its dimension,
Yeah,
another
you know,
dimension.
Clyde Lewis, I guess he's in, I just heard he's in the hospital right now. So people are saying a nice prayer for Clyde to get him out. But he was here and one ran right up to him, skidded and stopped. He has ground zero radio, stopped right in front of him, left a big footprint. And then it took off going the other day and he just blew his mind. And he goes, I'm not going to talk about this. He goes, nobody will believe me. And I go, you got two witnesses and a footprint. I said, so, and he did. He finally came out and talked about
One
it.
of my daughters is a magnet for a Sasquatch, and she had a lot of activity. She was with us in 2018. There was a lot of activity.
Yeah, he senses the nature of people. And if you have a connection with him, he'll make himself known and come and shake your car, you know, and you want to put
Oh,
some apples out for him, you know, because,
we've done that. We have
yeah.
activity in our back in
Put some
Alabama.
peanut butter or some apples out and they'll
We do
get,
the apples.
yeah, they love it.
Yes,
Great.
it's a wonderful experience. Please come
All
for
right.
yourself. You're
Thanks for coming on
welcome.
the show. Let me see what we're in. We've got time. Anybody else? I think this guy right here wants to come up. Yeah. Or not. I don't know. Have you seen the ships? You've seen the ships
You
here.
know, I don't know if I saw a ship or more, but back in, I guess, late 70s, 78 or 79, I was upstream in Pendleton, Oregon. And we were out on the outdoor patio at the place we live. And before I saw anything, I heard it. And it was, I don't know, that's, I'm really curious about being here because, you know, the silence that and the being that she just explained, whether or not, you know, you've heard these or I, like I say, this was an orb that I saw, I think. I don't know, it was a spaceship, but I heard it and it was about, oh, maybe 200 to 300 yards up on a hillside and it was hovering. It was bright orange, and we heard it first. And my wife was facing me, and she turned around to see it at the same time. We both heard it, and within the flash of snap of your fingers,
It's
that
gone.
thing took off just like Star Trek. Just, and it was several minutes before we could even speak. I mean, I'm not sure that it was a spacecraft or an orb. I don't
We
know.
have a lot of stories from the tribal police that have come that we've had them on the air a long time ago, and they exactly what you said. And then they saw these lights and they thought they're vehicles. And they go, somebody's poaching, you know, we need to go after them. And so they're driving down there and they're chasing this vehicle. And all of a sudden it takes up and it goes over the hill, you know. And they're going, oh my God, that wasn't a vehicle, you know. So there's so much activity going on that mountain. It's pretty crazy.
I'm excited for
All
tonight. I
right.
mean,
Yeah, tonight. Yeah, you'll see them tonight. You're gonna see a lot of them, but it's clear tonight. There's not so much smoke, but thanks for coming on the show. Yeah, we got some new people, and is there anybody else that's been coming here for a while? Or oh yeah, come on up.
It's going, my man.
Oh, good.
Yeah, good. I'm Tony, by the way.
Tony, yeah, and you've had quite a few experiences
Yeah,
here.
it's our second time here. You know, I think to set up the story, the first, like my big thing was crop circles. That was when I was young. That's what really opened something up. I remember seeing the crop circles for the first time and just being thunderstruck. Like it opened something up, some inner knowing where I all of a sudden understood. I didn't question whether there was ETs. I seemed to know, yeah, okay, that changes the game. And so when I came here last year, I was really excited. I'd heard about you. I'd heard about the ranch. And, you know, the first night of star watching, there was all these ships going in and back and forth, in back and forth inside the mountain, out. And I was listening to all these newbies around me going, that's a car. And I'm like, that is going from the sky into the mountain. That is not on a road. And then there was like a pause and they're like, it's a headlamp. I'm like, that's like 8 miles away. That's a
That's
headlamp.
13,
That is
13
only one
miles.
thing that could be, you know? And
That's
so,
13 miles away. And if you take a 9 million candle power light up there and shine it back, you can't see it. You
And
can't even see it.
so
But
just, I understood the cognitive dissonance because I
yeah.
was experiencing myself, even though I was a believer. I was like, you got to be kidding me. But it just affirmed so many things that I knew. I
Yeah.
was like, I knew they were all over the place. I
Yeah,
knew they
yeah.
were out there. I just knew it. I could feel it. And then last night, I got the pleasure of doing the night vision goggles and the infrared. And that was like seeing in a whole nother dimension, a whole nother
Yeah,
light frequency. And there was orbs and shit, like you said, the ships on the highway. It was just like mind blowing. And so, and I want to thank you for creating such a space where people can come here with an open mind, because so many people believe they just don't know where to go to explore it. And you've created this place where you can bring your inner mystic wherever you're at on the journey and really see for yourself, you know? And it's just wonderful.
And it's so amazing because, I mean, it's a kid-friendly place. I mean, people bring
Absolutely.
their kids, everything. They have these amazing experiences. I go, God, I wish I was a kid and I was taken here because I was raised in the desert and we saw ships all the time, and I didn't have anybody to talk to or explain it to me,
Well, yeah,
you
and
know.
the
But
energy and the animals here too.
oh
That's the other
yeah,
thing. The deer and just all
yeah,
the animals just like
they
has this
follow you
vibe. Oh my
around.
God, it's
Yeah,
amazing.
the turkeys. I mean, we have three big flocks of turkeys here walking around, and
And it's, I think it's a clear night tonight. So,
yeah, it's gonna be
let's
good.
go do it.
Yeah, awesome.
Thanks,
All right,
guys. We
hey,
appreciate it. Yeah,
thanks for
thank
coming
you. You
on.
bet.
All right, we're running out of victims. I don't know if there's anybody else who wants to pop up and tell your story. Don't be shy. Yeah, come on up.
Okay, so I have a Bigfoot at my property, and we've had really funny experiences. And when I came here, I was so excited. I was like, oh, I want to meet his Bigfoot. You know, this is like going to be so cool. And I've heard about the people smelling the Bigfoot. So it's a joke because I said, I've never smelled a Bigfoot. I don't really want to smell that. I want to know what that smells like. He and I are sitting out last night, and all of a sudden, I smell the strongest, most rancid skunk smell. And I don't say anything. And he said, do you smell that? The Bigfoot's here. And I was like, what? And then it just got stronger and stronger. And I said, I've never been so excited to smell something so disgusting in my life. I was so excited. I was like, oh my gosh. And we were joking because I said, it knows I wanted to smell it. And he goes, yeah, it's like wafting to you. It's like, here you go.
Instead of saying he's downwind, he's going like this.
That was my Aseti story. Okay, I had to
So
share.
we had, yeah, we had quite a few. When I went to my car, it was late, pretty late, and I went to my car, and somebody was saying, "Yeah, I swear I heard a Bigfoot walking around." And last night I heard him walking around too. I mean, you can tell when something is bipedal and that big, and they walk, the ground goes boom, boom, boom when they're running, and you can tell it's not a deer. Everything, you can tell what it is. And I woke up at about 5 this morning, a little before 5, and I could hear crack, crack, you know, branches breaking. And I kept looking. I was trying to get some eye shine. I couldn't see him, but in the middle of the Skywatch, I went to grab another camera because the battery died. And I was over by the yoga barn over there, and the oh boy, you could smell. And I go, okay, who's smoking pot? You know, at first, because we have no drug, no alcohol policy here. And I go, that's not pot, that's Bigfoot. You know, you could tell. And I said, you're there, somebody planted something in my car. I don't know, you know, because we're really, I mean, I don't do drugs, I don't drink, I don't party. I just don't do that stuff. But you could hear, and somebody came walking up and says, God, you smell that? You know, I said, I swear I heard footprints, you know, behind me. So they can phase in and out. They can choose if they want you to see them or not. And they're the hide and seek champions of the world. You know, they can just phase right into a tree or something and disappear. And I've seen that. I saw a female 50 feet away, And I first I saw a white orb come flying down out of the forest, and I was making dinners in Clay Elum in that area, and I was making dinner, had a little fire going, and I had a pot, a frying pan, and this orb's coming at me really fast. I grabbed the frying pan to block it, which is probably highly overrated as far as protection, but just like blankets, you throw the blanket over and it goes away. But anyway, it went around me and went down this trail. And I go, what was that? What the heck was that? And then all of a sudden I hear this moan. It's just really sad moan. And I go, that's Bigfoot. That's got to be Bigfoot. And then my mind's going, I don't know, mountain lions make weird noises, bobcats when they're mating. And that sounds like a cross between a man and something really big that it's having the worst day of its life, and I heard it again, and I was with some other people, and I go, that's Bigfoot, because my intuition was saying it's Bigfoot. And I said, I'm gonna go check it out. And they go, you're nuts. And they're all like locking the doors and getting in the van. And they go, you're crazy. And I said, I'll be all right. I said, I'll be all right. And they're going, I go, I'll tell you what, if I come running down this trail, I said, just unlock the door so I can jump in, and if it's too close, just leave me, But it was funny. So I had to make an agreement with them. And so I did. And so it was total moonlit, full moon, it's a sandy area by this lake. And I walked down there and I see a log on the lake, and sitting on the log is what looks like a Bigfoot. It's sitting on a log and it's just huge. And I go, that's kind of weird. That's Bigfoot. So I put my hands out like this so it could see I didn't have any weapons or anything. And I just was focusing through the heart, and I'm saying, are you all right? Because you can mind speak with them. And I go, are you okay? Are you all right? You need help. And it just sat there staring at me. And it thought it was hiding, but there's just two little bushes in front of it. And it was sitting on this log. And then it stood up. It looked right at me and then started walking kind of not towards me, but at an angle. And it walked by me and it nodded. It nodded and said, I could hear like, thank you, but no, thank you. We don't work with humans. And I don't blame them. They said, we don't work with humans. And I said, I understand, And then it was walking towards the forest and it just phased out, disappeared. It didn't make it to the forest. And it was, less than 50 feet away when it walked by me, probably 40 feet. And I could tell it had breasts and it was a woman. It was a female. And so Tom Dongo, who is an excellent remote viewer in those days, it was a long time ago. And so I get home and I go, Tom, you're not going to believe what happened to us. He goes, Bigfoot. And I went, what? I go, okay. We didn't have cell phones at the time or anything. And I go, no way. How would he pull Bigfoot? After all I said was, you won't believe what happened to us, and so he goes, yeah, it was a female. And I go, damn, there's two in a row, there's no way he could have known that. And he said she was really distraught. She lost her daughter and she couldn't find her daughter. And so I go, yeah, she was definitely distraught, and I said, well, can you remote view the daughter? Where's she? And he said, the daughter's with the others. And so there's a whole tribe there of Bigfoot. And says, so the daughter's fine. He goes, yeah, they're all together now. They're all together. But I think because she was so distraught is why I got so close, because she was really upset. And happy ending, they're all together now again. But it was, and I didn't feel threatened at all. I could feel its sadness, and I felt it was really upset. And I was just saying, can I help? But I mean, helping a Bigfoot is like, I don't know. I mean, they're so good at what they do, going through the forest, and they can. It's kind of like, I think she just looked at me and said, "Sorry, you're not qualified," or something, because they are extremely advanced beings, and they evolved in nature, and so we went and tried to control our environment. And that's how we involved in with technology and things like that. And they involved with nature. They're part of the human experience, and they just evolved in a different direction than we did. They've been here forever, And you always, a lot of times you'll see UFOs and Bigfoot in the same area together. And there were some areas up on the mountain. You go up there and Bigfoot shows up and scares the crap out of you, starts breaking branches and stomping. And I always think it's their big bad dog. You know, a lot of times if they're doing something sensitive in an area, they'll work with Bigfoot and say, okay, cover our backs, you know, and make sure. But we actually had some hair. We got some hair and we analyzed his hair. And it was about 3.5 foot long strands, and it was silicon based and perfectly hollow. And we had a fiber specialist, and they looked at it and they said, "Where'd you get this? Some alien or something? This, we can't make this. This isn't from here." And I have a feeling there might be, I know there's different levels of Bigfoot experiences. If you go out there with a bad attitude, you're going to get a bad attitude. But if you go out there respectful, bring gifts and, you know, meditate and send it love, it's a whole different experience that you'll have. And some are a lot friendlier than the others. Some just don't want you in their territory, you know, and you have to honor that. You know, I went into a Bigfoot's territory, a big male, and he was stomping and breaking branches, and my whole hair stood up and on back of my neck, and I felt this energy and like, get out. And I went, I'm sorry, you know. And so I had a canoe, and I went and I got a bunch of, I said, "What do we got? We got some apples and some bananas and stuff." And so I put them in the canoe, and I went back to the spot, and I went back to the spot, and I was saying prayers, you know, and I left the apples and the bananas there, and I said, "Sorry, you know, really sorry for trespassing, you know, I mean no harm." And I got back in the canoe, and I had a friend of mine with me in the canoe, and I said, "Keep an eye." I was paddling. I said, "Keep an eye on the fruit like this," and we're paddling back, and the fruit just disappeared, just gone. Yeah, never saw it. Never saw the big, but you could see the water move where it was walking in the water, and that was it. But anyway, it's pretty. I've had several. We have a young one here named DeLockie, and he breaks all the rules and likes to mess with people. You know, likes to, sh if he likes you, he'll come and shake your car or let you see him, you know, and he's character. And almost getting close to running out of time, but we built these platforms that we're going to build the cabins on. And we just had the platforms done. We kept hearing this weird drumming. You know, where's that drumming coming from? And I had some people camping in the back. And she said, "Yeah, I saw Bigfoot, a young one on the platforms, and he was with his feet, he was dancing, he was drumming, you know." And they got a kick. They love the platforms, you know. So I'm gonna put a trampoline out there with a camera and see what happens. Well, it'd be funny. But I mean, there's so many things. The energy is so high here, and we've maintained it, and we because we created sacred space, and we know how to heal unseen negative influence and move them on. It's very easy for people to come here and have their own experience, and it's sad because this has been going on for 40 years, and it is the most censored, covered up place on the planet, and you will not see any of the people in the disclosure movement mention East Eddie. And most of them have been here and they've seen the ships. They know what's going on, but they will not talk about it, will not mention it. So basically, what does that tell us? It's a controlled narrative. Somebody's under control and they do not want the spiritual and technologically side known to the public. And that's where we're at right now. And so I welcome people to have your own experience and don't give your power away or expect others who have a long history of censorship and not telling you the whole truth. You know, stop giving your power away to these people. Go out and have your own experience, make your own contact. And we're multidimensional beings. All we have to do is rise in consciousness. And they're in the same unified field we are. They just use more of it. And so you can expand in consciousness. They're going to see your light, and they're going to see you and go, "I can work with that one." You know? And that's how contact is made. It comes through enlightenment on the path to enlightenment. So that's really where we need to go. We're hitting the end of the hour here. I know we got a bunch of footage that we want to add so you can see a lot of the contacts happening and interactions with the UFOs and things like that. So we're going to sign off. But Anyway, on that note, I want to thank everybody, this awesome audience that we had come up and tell their stories. And I guarantee tomorrow morning there's going to be a lot more stories because it's a clear night out. And I know the mountain's going to open up. The ships are going to be making themselves known. And I always tell people, come see for yourself and, stop writing those million-dollar checks to posers, because it's not working out too well. And anyway, have a great evening. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and we can turn this planet around. That's what we're all here for. So, on that note, good night, and thanks everybody for coming to the show.
It kind of had its own luminescence and circular in shape, and it kind of had this bobbing motion as it was going, and it looked organic to me at first, like someone had perfectly spot lit, like a balloon or something. You could see it was fearful that the people who were filming thought that the light might have been me in the field, and I was be so if you see the footage, I was behind it and towards, the incoming road by at least 200
people
feet.
Walking.
There's flashes in the field. Hey, does anyone else see that? Oh, I saw some flashes over there, but it was in the field. There's flashes in the field. Hey, does anyone else see that?
Look at this. All three. Three of them all together. Are you getting that, Peter? Four. There's another run down below.
There's like a triangle?
Yeah, they all popped in right at the same time and kind of powered up.
Oh my God.
I got all three of them. The plane's in the trees right now. And there's a whole bunch of ships right above the trees. They're right. Oh, look, they're going every direction. They're like crisscrossing right now. That tree
I'm
right
Graydon. I'm here at Ysetti. Last night, probably around 10, 10:30, I saw a orange orb appear about halfway down the tree line. And then it started to move and it dropped down to about eye level. And it hovered around there.
You can see
okay, there's another orange light sitting there.
You can see two orange lights. It's either like bright eye shine or beans.
And it was wild. I've never seen anything like it before in my life.
How many ships do you think you saw in the past
hundreds,
couple of nights?
Hundreds? Hundreds of them. Yeah, the whole, there's no way it was satellites or planes.
We ran over there to check it out, so. And now it's out, so. And now it's back.
Yes.
And it had a white light under it. I got it.
Thank you.
Whoa, look at that. Look at that. Whoa.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastery, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.